On tonight's episode, Colin is back and we discuss football, Ford versus Ferrari, and killer whales. Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. All that and more tonight on the Lazy Dogcast. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 20 of the Lazy Dog Cast.
Lazy Dog.
I'm Dave here with Matt, and Colin is back.
Who's the guy in the green hat?
It's been a while.
Who's that guy?
What's he doing? He's back.
I'm back in action, dude.
From the football field.
I'm off the gridiron in the studio.
The gridiron.
Ready to go.
Does anybody ever know? Do you ever know why they call it the gridiron? I get the grid part, but the iron part, is that just a...
I don't know.
I don't.
No.
You guys want to talk and I'll look it up?
Yeah.
Sure, dude. Go ahead.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Give it a goo.
Since he's been gone for a while, we're just going to jump right on in.
Yeah, dude. Don't even test the water.
Oh, Colin's Corner. Oh, yeah. Google that thing because that'll fit right in, because the first part of Colin's Corner is football season's back, boys.
Mm-hmm.
We are back. We're at the end of bad NFL football, right? Cuts are coming to a close.
Yes.
College football season has started.
Yes.
It feels like football season. This morning, last couple of days, you wake up, it's like 60 degrees, throw a hoodie on, hide, you know, it's trying to go hibernating. You don't feel as bad eating that ice cream because you got a hoodie on all
there
the time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there's nothing better than football season.
I feel bad you guys didn't tell me about the hoodie memo tonight. Strap a hoodie on.
You're just hardcore, dude.
I got to break them out, man. They're in the closet. They're ready.
They're like, just a hardo, dude.
Like, yeah. Hey,
put me on. But seriously, is there another season better than football season? Growing up, I didn't even think of like fall.
No.
You know, spring, whatever. I thought of it was like football season, baseball season, Christmas time, summertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When it comes to sports, for sure not. Football season is for sure the best. Basketball season, something I was thinking about yesterday, is so long. It goes from like, it starts right after football starts and goes to like June. Their off season is like July, August, September. They have like 3 months off.
Yeah. So instead of taking all those days off during the season and resting their stars, they should just have a longer break.
Yeah. Or less games or something. And also I thought about too, because the NBA season, like two months or three months, is the playoffs, because the playoffs are so long because of the series. They're so long.
Whereas game series.
The NFL playoffs is 4 weeks. But if there's a gap week for like the Pro Bowl sometimes. Like
There's a bye week for, not even.
Well, it's the wild card.
That's wild card.
Wild card, yeah. Division, conference, and Super Bowl. It's only 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's a 1 month.
Five,
right?
If you count like the end of the end.
That
the
bye
Pro
week,
week.
Yeah. So it's over and done quick. So like it's always like, when I watch basketball, I don't even watch the NBA that much, but it's like, oh, it's always on, it seems like. Where football is like, I feel like it never is on. I'm always waiting for it, you know?
But that's also, I also think, like, I don't like basketball, so I don't ever think about it. But you make a good point. Like, I think football season seems so much more important because every week is that much more important.
Sure.
Like, you're not just like, oh, I'll catch up in 2 months and we'll see where my team's at. It's like, every week is do or die. You know, they talk about it at they split the back when 16 games in the NFL, coaches would break up. Hey, this is the first quarter of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go like, you just got to win every quarter. If we go 3-1 every quarter, we're good. You know, maybe a 2-2, but like you come out that first quarter 0-4, like you have a puncher's chance of making the playoffs, but it's pretty much like write it off, you know? They just there's you hear these podcasts and stuff, these guys like making comments like, well,
yeah,
I guess come, you know, whatever month it is, like let's plan a trip to Mexico because we're gonna be done.
Yeah, I mean, you theoretically could go run the table and win 12 in a row. You know what I mean?
I mean, but how likely is that in the NFL?
Sure. But that would be like in the NBA's 82 games. So that'd be like losing 20 games, your first 20 games in a row. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right. And then baseball is even worse, where each game, I don't care at all. 150 games.
Well, there's a fame, like when Dion, was it Dion or Bo? One of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
When they were doing both sports, like at a high level, they're both all-stars.
Yeah.
They first came over, I want to say it was Dion, and he was like pissed because they lost like 3 games in a row. And he's like, you got, like, we got to do something about this. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
I don't like how the energy is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy's like, hey, pump your brakes, bro. Like, we got 158 more of these things.
Yeah.
Like, dude, don't get all wrapped around the axle about this.
Yeah. You're right. And each one is like, I'm like, it's once a week. I can watch my team once a week. It's not like three times a week.
Right.
Right. So each game, just, yeah, for sure. Football is the best sport to watch.
And it's the nature of the beast, right? Like, if the NFL could go longer or college, like, for sure they would. They're already, we started at 14. Then now we're at 17, like, over the course of how many years?
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, they want more, like, because of revenue and everything. Like, they want more.
Sure.
It's just, it's such a gladiator sport. You just can't do it.
Whereas, body will give out.
You know, NBA, hockey, baseball. Like, it's like, oh, we can we cram? Huh? Yeah, let's do it. Like, let's keep cramming.
As much as, like, it's the excitement of the season starting and then, like, how everybody's sat in when it ends, I hope they cap it, man, because I don't want them to turn into the NBA or baseball where it's like,
yeah, where you get like 100 man rosters and then you're watching in the middle of the season, you're watching like all the number twos play the number twos.
I was gonna say, you gotta go with what made you successful, man.
Sure.
And what's successful is the lessening the amount of games.
It's like a scarcity kind of. Yeah, it makes it more valuable. Right.
It's like, dude, I don't know. We'll see how many they get to at some point. But
that's one of the arguments of college football not expanding the playoffs. Because like, there's people are like, well, let's just expand it to 32. Let's do this. It's like, well, college football is so special because every game, you're literally.
Yeah.
You know, if you lose early, you're like, okay, we can still run the table. You lose late, it's over, dude. You know, especially in the certain, like, SEC, like those Power Five like conferences. Well, I guess Big Ten right now, really Big Ten and SEC. Like, if you lose in those things, shoot, they're talking about teams not wanting to play in the conference championship because if you lose the conference championship, you ruin your chances of not getting into the playoffs.
How many teams is your max that you'd want to put in for the
16.
College?
16. I think 16 would be perfect.
I like that too. Yeah, because anybody after that is. I mean, look at the basketball.
Yeah,
it's like you could weed. You really have like 32 teams, right? You could miss the first two rounds,
or you could do like 14 and give the top two team buys. Like that'd be dope.
NFL's 14,
right? Yeah. Something like I think the NFL is pretty damn good at what they do. Let's just do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone likes more football. You can still have the revenue from like call like what they do now.
Yeah.
The quarterfinal game is the Peach Bowl, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like we've seen already, you know, it's like TCU or some of these other people have no business being in the college, but their record and everything else indicates it. And then they get there and they get their heads destroyed by Ohio State or somebody who's had three losses or two losses. And it's
right.
Because like, they're not the same.
Insane. I do also, I would like the NFL playoffs, like the big games, like or not the NFL, the college like games, like the main bowls, to start right away. Like I hate now that it's like okay, football season, conference championships are done. Now we wait for 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is for the next. It's like, dude, all these other bowl games are trash anyways. I'll still watch them because it's still college football, but let's put you know the UNM Toilet Bowl on the same day as the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay.
That's the almighty dollar right there where they're like, hey, we're going to put these bowl games in for Tostitos and like all the sponsorships. We're throwing it out there, even though everybody knows it's trash and it's garbage, but people are still going to watch it. But until like viewership of those things goes down, they'll keep throwing it at us.
Of course. But I just, as like selfishly, it's like, dude, we got so much great football. And then we have to watch like at least minimum two weeks of trash.
Yeah. That gap is not, I hate that gap.
Yeah.
It really, it does like, you're like, it builds up and then it kind of like, I don't know. It gets, you kind of like get out of the thing. Like, oh, yeah, football. There's still football to be played. Yeah.
NFL playoffs, it's like a week
next
later.
Season. Yeah. That's why the bye is so important.
Yeah.
Because you actually get that week off.
Like the playoffs hit and it's like, the bubble teams and stuff, they're playing the next week, man.
Yep.
Well, hey, I heard AJ Hawk had a take because they're talking about like what's the best way to win a Super Bowl, like if you could.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, obviously, you need the bye week. That's like rest up, this and that. AJ Hawk's like, no, I want to be in the wild card game to the Super Bowl because in the playoffs, you're only getting game checks when you play. So he's like, I want to get paid for wild card. I want to get paid for this. I want to get paid for that. He's like, those are the guys that are making the most money. I'm like, so you could tell he's like, yeah, dude, cash me a check for what I'm doing. I don't want to sit at home and not make any money. I thought it was like, is a kind of a funny take.
Yeah.
For sure.
But yeah, So football players, football season's back.
So let me round you guys out.
Oh yeah,
here.
Tell us about the gridiron.
So gridiron, it's very interesting. Late 19th century, American football field began to feature lines not just across the field, but also running lengthwise, creating a grid pattern that resembled a cooking gridiron.
Okay.
A cooking gridiron.
I'm thinking, yeah, when I hear cooking gridiron, I think of like the George Foreman grill or something.
That's still all just like vertical lines, though.
I don't know, man.
Or horizontal lines, I guess.
Maybe that's the next...
hash marks, maybe?
I don't know what a cooking gridiron is.
I mean, hash marks go this way. There's no lines that go this way. Not anymore, at least. Maybe they do. They used to. There's only lines go across the field. There's no lines that go up the field.
Yeah, I don't know.
There are none. I mean, the hash mark, I guess if you get that, there's so many hash marks in a row, it kind of looks like a line.
This is what's considered a cooking gridiron. It's like a charcoal grill.
Yeah. I mean.
Hashes in the middle. Yeah. See that one? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it has to be the hash.
It's
got to
be the hashes.
Sure.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I would have loved it more if it was like, you know, the 18th century Viking warrior was... Yeah, King Iron.
Green, yeah.
Of the grid
iron son.
Of the grid sector.
Yeah, grid iron son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go with that one instead. All right. That's better.
My other Collins Corner topic was, being that it's football season. Well, actually, I just thought of another one. K-State versus Iowa State. Yeah, this incense was crawling up on
me. Yeah. My daughter decided to light incense for some reason.
She's giving us the ambiance.
I think there's going to be an extracurriculars going on.
Yeah, dude, you're blazing up. I was like, hopefully you can't see it. I'm like, you kind of can.
up in smoke podcast.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah. K-State, Iowa State kicked us off.
Yeah.
Farmageddon. Even though it was in Ireland.
Yep.
Which I'm all about playing abroad. Kind of, as a K-State fan, I would like to hear your thoughts on this. I guess they were the away team anyways, right?
No.
K-State
was home.
Mm-hmm. So K-State lost a home game.
Yep. Yeah.
K-State lost a home game. I mean, not like they lost the game, but like they don't get to play that home game.
Yep.
It's a top 25 matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Farmageddon rivalry.
Yeah.
That they don't get like...
At home.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's, to me, dumb. Like,
yeah.
Send over UNM and UTEP, dude. Mm. Like, because the Ireland fan, did you see Ireland... They had Iowa State flags, and then they had just like the flags of Kansas.
Yeah.
It was the flag of the state of Kansas. So
yeah, they probably put Kansas State flag, and that was it. And they're like, let's print those.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people doing plows and stuff. We talked about this last week, Dave.
Yeah.
Terrible flag. Flag here.
No, I like it.
Like, that sucks. Like, the field was trash. Like, I just, like, if I was a K-State fan, which I kind of am, I didn't care that much, but like, I'd be pissed.
I mean, it was a really close game, 3-point game, and definitely Iowa State benefited from it not being in Manhattan.
Yeah.
For sure. They definitely, the playing field was even, the crowd was even.
What were they putting the markings down the field with? Like flour, like cooking flour?
It was
like,
yeah, what happened there?
They're like putting it down, it's like disappearing and stuff. I'm like, bro,
it rains. They said it rains 150 days of the year in Ireland. So it rains all the time. It was raining like crazy. So they just couldn't.
You want to know, washed away, yeah.
You know my other question is, because like, my wife's wanted to go to Ireland forever, and it's like, you probably have to wait until we're like in our 50s or something where you can afford that. I'm watching like all these like 20-year-olds in the band and all this stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm. did this trip get paid for them to go there?
I'm sure.
Because they probably bankrolled, like, how many people do you think they bankrolled to go to that thing? Besides, like, the team included.
A couple hundred.
Yeah.
A couple hundred.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Dude, that had to be astronomical.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 4,000 miles away. It's a long ways.
Yeah.
So anyways, I need to go join the band in K-State if I want to go to Ireland and take my wife there on the trip she's always wanted to.
You got to find out which team's going next time and join that band.
I got to start playing the clarinet now, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to start getting my reps in.
But it brings me to my next point. Avery Johnson, starting quarterback K-State.
Yeah.
His dad got in a fight with his other son after the game.
Mm.
And if you've seen the video, it's hilarious. It's just like his dad's just like bear hugging his son on top of him. Like, luckily the dad won.
Yeah.
Right. Like, as every father, you're like, you can't get punked out by your son. I don't know how old this kid is, but he's like a grown man.
Yeah.
And like, I think I saw like one punch thrown, but like, they're also in a puddle. So like, that's also hilarious. But there was like a huge outrage. Like, they apologized. K-State apologized. Like, people are talking about like, If I'm Avery Johnson, I don't let them back in the stadium. You embarrass me, yada, yada. To me, it's not that big of a deal.
Do we know? Do we know why?
Is there any context?
No. I like to think. They lost the game because it was after the game.
Yeah.
I like to think they lost the game, and they're just walking down, you know, the streets, drinking beers or whatever. And as little brothers or older brothers do, probably older brother, I would assume, is like, man, Avery just didn't play good. Man, he's trash or whatever. And his dad, like, they popped off to each other. Mm-hmm. His dad's like, man, you didn't even play football. Like, you couldn't even play into college football.
Yeah.
And they just started jawing at each other, and then one thing led to another. That's how I like to put it in my own head.
What percentage would you put on the chances of alcohol being involved in this dispute?
Oh, high.
Yeah, you're an island after all.
When I first saw it, I thought they fought dudes in Ireland together, and I'm like, that's a cool story. And then when I saw it, I'm like, they fought each other.
I don't know, man. That's weird.
I also,
they went across the entire world to fight each other, dude. They could have done that here at home.
I know.
I also think it's like very curious. Like, people are like, oh, I just, the way I found out Avery Johnson was black is because I saw
I hear that on multiple podcasts. They were,
and there's
confused.
Like people like, like saying the obvious, like, I didn't know he was black until now. And there's other people like, it's always got to be about race. It's all like, why is that the first thing? I'm like, I think both sides of the culture are that happens.
No, just that he didn't look black. That's what. And then you see his dad, and like, this is dad? Oh, he's like part black? I didn't know that. That's it. Yeah. I don't know. There's nothing else to it than that. There's no judgment. It just
kind of reminds me of your kids.
I didn't understand.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, like some of your kids look way more black than others. Mm-hmm. And it's just like his brother looks way more black than Avery Johnson. Like the picture I saw, his brother had like cornrows. He was like way more darker complected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genetics are interesting for sure. Yeah.
It's like he ran out of toner, dude. No, but that's all I got. I just, football's his back. I love football.
Yeah.
I love the weather. I love, if it could stay, I like hot. I like the heat, but I love a good 65 degree day.
Oh yeah.
Just put a hoodie on and roll. Oh, it's the
best. Making me think fire pits, man. Like all the fall things.
My wife,
man,
today, cause I work from home, she's like, yo, maybe some chili today. Cause it was kind of raining outside. Yep. I was like, pass on that. I'm not a big chili guy. Don't care about that so much. But those are like, people start making the soups and the stews and
sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next we got the comment section. So if you want to be featured in the comment section, make sure you comment, also like, and subscribe. Matt, what you got today?
So we had a video come out recently where Colin was talking about things changing, especially with parenting, fatherhood, where, you know, fathers now are, you know, more open to having their kids around during social events and such. And the old motto of, you know, kids shouldn't be seen and heard was brought up in this video.
Yeah, seen but not heard.
Seen but not heard. See, I don't even... I'm so past that. I can't even say.
You don't know the saying yet.
I don't even know the saying, man. I'm so inclusive with my children and my fatherhood. So, but we did get a comment from Get It Nash 502, who says, I'm a firm believer of children should be seen and not heard, should not be seen and not heard, and stay out of grown folk business. This is
tight, dog.
From Get It Nash 502. Sup commented, glad we're not friends. And and COBB1 said, yeah, same, which they beat me to the punch. But I'm going to show you guys a picture. Picture in your head what you think Get It Nash 502
right
looks
now.
Like. You got it in your mind?
Yeah, old guys. I'm kind of go-to.
Got it
no,
in your
no,
mind?
No.
What are we thinking 502 looks like?
I'm thinking like some kind of beard. Goatee or something.
Stay out of grown folk business.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a guy with a terrible mustache, fake diamond earrings, might wear a football jersey, probably has two or three kids that he doesn't have custody of.
Yeah, but folk? I don't know. Grown folk. That's either like country, more rural, or that's like black.
Bro, you've never met these country dudes that dress like that?
No.
I have.
I haven't.
I've met plenty
of them. Are you guys ready for the veal?
Yeah.
Get It Nash.
I'm pretty close, man.
I was trying to give you a poker face when you were going down the line there.
Gauges with a stringy goatee.
Hey, 100% custody issues.
Yeah, custody
going on
issues.
There.
He pounds Monster Energy drinks, dude. Oh,
that's breakfast, bro.
Yeah.
That's the champion.
Yeah, that guy sucks, dude.
So, yeah, it was like I read it. And I was like, I wonder what this guy. I'm like, yep, that's on brand.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, the adults are having a conversation. I'm not, like, letting my kid butt in all the time. But it's sure. like, if you got something to say, and it's, you know, you like you like Murphy's of that age, Reagan's of that age, everyone else kind of, like, you got something to add to this conversation. Like, come yeah. on. You know?
Yeah.
I said it last week, but it bears repeating, like, children are human beings. They're not furniture or animals. Like, they do like the full respect of a human, right? So like just sit there, don't say anything, just be quiet. It's just, I don't know. I feel like it's dehumanizing. It's like they're a second class citizen or something like that.
Dude.
In your own house. Like,
get it, Nash 502 just got another monster because you got him fired up right now.
Yeah, no, I think he's absolutely wrong.
He just
yeah.
cracked up on the second monster. He's like, I can't take this.
Well, I think this is maybe a bigger topic, but I think the most oppressed group of people now and ever have been children. They have been the most abused, discounted, used, abused than any other group of people ever, right? Because they are completely dependent. Nobody else is completely dependent on the adults in their lives like kids are, right? They can't do anything. They are completely at the control of the adults in their lives. Adults in their lives can do whatever they want to them. Really? I mean,
that goes across all races, all over the world.
All cultures, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, children sold, children abused all the time. And then this is obviously not as bad as, you know, abuse or anything like that, but it's a hangover from the time when a children wasn't viewed as a full human being. It was like, you are not a full member of society. You're not a full human being yet until you reach a certain age. Yeah. You're now just like, I don't even know. You're just an ornament or a worker or whatever.
I don't know, man. You could argue that there are more kids actually running their households now than ever.
True, but
my 3-year-old runs this place. They say what's on TV. They say what they're eating. They say when they go to bed.
I think both things can be true.
The tablet kids or tablet babies, whatever they call them.
Yeah, I think both things can be true. Like, that is probably true, but there's still, to Dave's point, all across, all ends of the earth, there's, you know, getting taken advantage of, abuse. But I just saw a video. It broke my heart. They're like in India or something, it looked like. It was like an arranged marriage. Mm. And she's like a 12-year-old. Like, it's all fans. Like, the whole village is there. They're putting her on like a back of like a cow or something. She's like screaming bloody murder because she doesn't want to go. And the dad's just like, you know, well, we traded you for 4 mules.
For that cow.
Yeah.
They got that cow, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you like imagine going and picking up like a grown woman, you know, and doing, I guess. You get like, but it's would be way hard. But you get what I'm saying, like,
yeah. And that was done in the past. They'd be, I mean, people like for sure like traded their daughters, growing even though they're adults, for land or whatever. You know, that's for sure. But at least an adult can speak up for themselves. At least an adult can, like, you know what I mean? Right. Do something. Try to run. Try to do a baby or kids are. And the thing is also,
kids learn to themselves too.
But they learn everything from you. You can just tell them that this is how it is, right? Like, this is how life is. This is what you know what I mean?
Also, they do it to themselves, like, just to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was one time Murph was like bowing up on Mac and like just picking on him and stuff for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because he could, because Mac's like a tiny little kid and Murph's 10. And I walked up and I picked Murphy up and just like held him up.
Yeah.
And like, he was like, what is going on? Like, me doing this to you is what you are doing to him, dude. Yeah. You hate this. It's not right. We can both agree this is not good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then, dude, knock it off. And he's like, I'm sorry. Like, you know,
And then the big sleeper came by and put you in a headlock.
Obviously not. We got a wrestling match.
You better go to sleep.
Let's take this to the bedroom.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
But yeah.
Big sleeper hold.
That's a great example, though, right? You lifted him up like it was nothing.
Right.
I'm like, imagine a giant coming up to you and lifting you up. You'd be like, I can't do anything.
Right. I'm
completely at his mercy.
Right.
That's how children are at all times.
Yeah.
Right. So like, that's I guess that idea is not the same, but I feel like it's a hangover or it's a lingering history of a time when kids weren't not giving them some respect. And still today, again, inside your home, nobody can do anything. The government's not going to know necessarily. Your neighbors aren't going to know. You could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
which is why it's so heartbreaking.
It is. And the kids are like, again, they don't even know any different. Sometimes they're like, this is just life. This is what yeah. it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, this is what it's supposed to be. Because this is, so anyway. So yeah, a little bit of a tangent, but that just kind of sparked an opinion of mine that I think I want to share. So there you go.
Nice.
I think it's a nice take.
Speaking of spark plugs, motors, engines, full throttle, today's movie that we're covering.
Well, not always full throttle. You got to know when to come down because the motors are gonna burn up.
Hey, those brakes can catch on fire.
Turn 7. Yep. When you can't see anything, it's been 24 hours of the race.
Yep.
Go ahead, Dave.
What's the reveal?
We're waiting for you, dude. Okay. Jump on in,
yeah,
dude.
We're flashing it for you, man.
We're serving it up.
Here it
dog.
Is, man. Get your backswing in there.
So, our movie for this week is Ford versus Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Starring Matt Damon, Christian Bale.
Yeah. Kristen.
I say Kristen. That's his sister. That's his sister, Kristen Bale.
All right. Tell us some nerdy stuff about this movie.
Yeah, tell us.
You cover the main ones. So this movie came out in 2019, directed by James Mangold, who also directed, we'll so go through some of these, see if you guys like them. Copland, 1997. You ever seen that? That sounds, I was going to ask Colin.
No.
God, that's The Wolverine.
Oh.
The original, the OG one?
No, that's like one of the last ones, I want to say. That's where he like dies, I think.
No, we'll get to that one. That's Logan, which he also died.
That's Logan, okay.
Wolverine died.
The Wolverine's when he went to...
The whole thing is he couldn't die.
Yeah, well, you gotta watch...
The Wolverine's when he went to Japan. He went to Japan. Girl Interrupted, 3:10 to Yuma. You ever seen that one?
That's a good one.
The Western. And then Walk the Line, Johnny Cash. Yeah.
That's pretty good. So this guy's made 3 good movies.
Decent ones. Yeah, this one's pretty high. Rotten Tomatoes, 92%.
Yeah. Is it better than Interstellar?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Foreshadowing. Foreshadowing.
Don't jump the gun.
Won Best Film Editing and Best Sound Editing for Academy Award. So, and I would agree. That was, you know, racing movie. You got to have the sounds in there, but you got to be good.
You got to be like a little Top Gun-ish in there.
Yeah, some interesting sound. Interesting facts. This one's crazy. Christian Bale came off of the movie Vice, which he played Dick Cheney, we talked about on here before.
Okay, yeah.
And he had to lose 70 pounds from
that makes sense,
to get into this role.
Hit that Ozempic.
And people were saying, this guy at this point in his career, he doesn't need to gain 70 pounds to go play Dick Cheney.
Right.
And then lose it.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody's winning an Academy Award playing Dick Cheney. Like, is this not going to happen? So
can they not do like...
A fat suit?
Yeah.
No, and you got these like method actors and stuff like...
I like it. I like that he commits to the role like that.
If somebody told you like, hey, I'm going to pay you $50,000, but you got to gain 70 pounds in like 3 months, could you do it?
50 pounds in 3 months?
70.
Yes, bro. For how much?
Like right now, today, you're starting.
And it's not muscle. It's fat.
Give
me
those,
fat.
Dude.
Yeah, it's fat.
Give me those.
You could do
all
that in 3 months?
All over it, dude.
All the cheeseburgers.
$100,000?
Yes, dude.
Dave?
What are we talking about?
How many months?
$100,000, 3 months.
It'd be tough for me. I don't gain weight that easily. I'd have to really have to
like life
grind.
Sucks for you, dude. Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
I would do that.
Give me a grind, but yeah,
months,
I'd probably
dude.
Do it.
I heard, I think it was it Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He like tried to gain weight and he was like eating all this food and stuff, but he wasn't doing it fast enough. So he started, and he couldn't like consume stuff fast enough. So he started like drinking melted ice cream. Which I'm like, that went from like sounding fun just by eating fast food like 4 times a day to like drinking melted ice cream. That's not fun.
Bro, my buddy that was a bodybuilder.
Teeters past that.
My buddy was a bodybuilder and like they burn so much because they're lifting heavy weights all the time, taking roids and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like he would wake up, he'd set his alarm for like 2 a.m. and eat a full meal and then go back to bed and wake up and eat another full meal for like, he was like, it's miserable because he's like bulking.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know how miserable it is to go work out and lift on a full, like, stuffed to the gills? Mm-hmm. And then when you're done, then chug a protein shake and do all the other stuff. Like, no, it sucks.
You got to have calories to maintain that size.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have the calories.
But I could for sure do
it. I probably could do it too.
But you would also need to, like, make sure you're not exercising also. Like, don't not walking around too much. You know what I mean?
I would do it with my lifestyle right now. I would smack that.
That's true. Yeah. I guess you just eat. You have to compensate.
You have to pay yourself back though, because you have to spend a lot of money to get those LBs.
Who cares,
on.
Bro? I'll get a credit card because I'm making $100,000.
Yeah. Get it back.
How about this? If I make it, you pay me back for all the money I spent to get there.
I like that.
On top of 100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like plus expenses.
Yeah, yeah. Expenses plus 100, yeah. Man, I'll do it.
I mean, and then Burger King receipts, man. You just, yeah.
Just all you're in your glove box.
You got a binder of Burger King receipts.
Dude, I saw a
Eat
thing
like
that
a king, bro.
Post Malone. They started calling him Postmates Malone. He spent like something like $300,000, I want to say, in like 1 year on Postmates.
Jeez.
What's Postmates again?
Like where they bring you your food or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like DoorDash.
Yeah, DoorDash basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
I wouldn't hate that. If I had the money, how cool would that be, dude? Just having like restaurant food delivered to your house.
I don't like that.
I mean, I'm not saying every night, but feel, you know, like you're spending too much money on that if you got it. And I get Outback brought to my house.
If you're rich, dude, you're not buying Outback, number one.
Okay, good point.
But number two, I just...
Maybe
like,
I'll spring for the 16-ounce steak.
Bro, like pizzas, pizza figured out how to like get to your house and still be good.
Yeah.
Chinese food, same.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I gotta go. I gotta go eat it.
Yeah.
Like even like Chipotle... I like they're going to screw something up.
Chipotle's got a good chance of making it to you still in a good shape. But fast food, like fries and all that stuff, like that.
Dude, yeah, it drives Teresa nuts because like she won't let the kids eat in the car. But I'm like, yo, give me those fries.
Yeah.
Give me those fries.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to eat them while they're hot and ready to go.
Yeah. All right. So this movie filmed during the 60s. And pretty much from what I looked up, very accurate in terms of what it depicted during the films. Obviously, there's dramatic things that played out or whatever.
Was the negotiations when they went over to Italy to buy their engine or whatever they were going to do? Remember all this?
Yeah,
Ford was going to.
Oh yeah.
And then basically, Italy just like showed them around to like basically make the bidding price higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that true?
Yes. Yeah, so they did. They were negotiations, and yeah, did it exactly go down like that? I don't know, but the sequence of events of them going there, them not getting the deal, and then them going with partnering with, I can't remember who it was.
Fiat.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Good job.
Fiat.
Yeah. So yeah, that did happen, and that's actually one of my favorite parts of the movie, man. When Enzo is talking about Mr. Ford, and then they go back and he's like, what did he say? And he's like talking about ugly cars and the ugly factory. Yeah. He's like, what did he say about me? Like that scene by itself is awesome.
Dude, I was worried a little bit because they go in to the factory and they're like showing him around, and then there's that like Italian guy sitting behind the desk, you know, behind the Eaton. I'm like, oh, here we go again, another one of these movies.
Oh, you thought it was coming.
I had flashbacks from all college gangster movie
PTSD. Yeah, dude.
You want to know one of my takeaways from this movie that was interesting? Because the whole time, right, you're rooting for Ford, you know.
Sure. Yeah,
it's the big American company,
because you're an American.
But like, how many times are you watching a movie where you're rooting for the giant? Because in essence, in this movie, you're rooting for the giant.
Yeah, but they weren't the giant.
Giant compared to what? And in what arena?
Compared
not
to
this
that,
arena.
Yeah, in that arena, they were not. They were the
underdog.
The fleas.
They're the underdog, but you're also like, they were going to, if they wanted to put their resources towards it, they would be the giant, which they did.
No, right? But that was the whole thing, is like, no matter what you do, you will never, it's like they had like, would they make like two engines a year or something like that, like five engines a year, and all these guys had these different things?
Yeah.
Versus Ford, just like, hey, you put these bolts in. He's like, you'll never beat us because of all these things.
Yeah.
And you will not sacrifice all these things to win this race.
I love that Mills, Christian Bale's character, when he's like, when he comes to him, Matt Damon's like, hey, they wanted us to build a race car. And he's like, and you told them that would take what, 200 or 300 years? Like that dude, that dude in the movie. Like, again, like I love the aspects of the movie where it's like the locker room, where it's like, hey, these are like ultra competitive dudes, and they're like testosterone as high as the horsepower is in the cars, and they're just going at it at all times. Like, I love how they're fighting.
I love the locker room aspect. I love like Everyone needs a homie like those two were to each other.
Oh yeah.
Like no matter what, this is your driver. Like you keep putting your foot down. He's the driver. Yeah. All this stuff that also display like the politics of like the guy who's in charge of the racing team. That's like, well, no, I need my guys. I can't show that he brought all this success to the team. I got to do it. It's like a lot of NFL guys, like new GM comes in. We got to fire the coach. We got to get our own quarterback because I got to put my stamp on it. I can't just use what we got and make it great.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I loved all that.
And it was personal as well because the first time they met, right, Mills and that guy met, I don't remember his name. They
put your hands off the car.
Yeah, they were at they would beef.
He said it was an ugly car.
Yeah. Like it was a Mustang, dude, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about like driving around Sunday school teachers or something.
Mm-hmm. I actually really like the difference, the juxtaposition between Ford and Ferrari and how they did things, like you said. I want to highlight how you said this, you know, Ford is the assembly line, the inventor of the assembly line idea, where I rivet this part and then it goes down and then the next I rivet this part. Right. So I do one job. But then Ferrari is like each engine made by hand by this one person. Like he makes the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like more of an art. It's like an artisan. There's like the cold science of industry.
Right.
You know.
But also like World War II, you're welcome. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love
that. He even talked about that.
I love that. Pretty much every scene, maybe except for one that had, you know, Henry Ford. The second in it.
When he cried, tell me that was real.
I didn't love that scene, to be honest.
Why, dude?
It would have been better. I get what he was going after, but it's like him. It just made him, because he went from like this stone cold, like giant of a figure.
That's
right?
Why that it was kept, great, dude.
I guess showing him, I don't know, the sympathetic side, but I just love the fact that like he embodied how big and massive like Ford was. Yeah. Every scene he's in, people are like, scared dogs talking to him, like being around him, and then that scene happened. I'm like, I didn't feel that.
You didn't like that scene either. I loved it.
It was okay. I don't know. I didn't buy the acting in that scene. I don't know.
Yeah,
the acting seemed a little hammy, honestly. And that was the only thing. I didn't mind the scene. I just didn't buy that he was crying. I just like, I'm watching an actor right now. That was my only problem.
I did love some of the lines during that though, where he's like, "Hey, you ready, Mr. Ford?" He's like, "That emblem on the steering wheel tells you I was born ready." And it's that like, was, how that, bad?
That's a badass line.
How
right there.
Bad is that, bro?
Yeah, for sure.
Sick.
Yeah, and then he breaks down, dude. How can you not love it? And he's like, basically, he's not like crying because he's sympathetic. He's crying because he's like, dude, I've lost the roots of what we were. Like, we are the best of the best of the best. And if we can't get this done, like I'm failing my family.
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't hit me that maybe it was the performance that came across. I don't know. It just didn't touch me in that.
You said
that came out wrong.
You said you was weird cheering for the big guy, but I think about it more. You're not really cheering for the big guy.
No, you're not.
I'm not
all.
Cheering
you're...
for Ford. I'm not cheering for the VP guy. I'm not cheering for him. I'm cheering for Mills, and I'm cheering for Shelby. Yeah. That's who I'm cheering for.
But even
for.
If you are cheering for Ford, they are the little guy in this arena. They're the never has been, never will be guys.
Yeah, but I'm not even thinking. I'm thinking like, I want Shelby to be successful. Know what I mean? Ford, I guess, is the vehicle, no pun intended, that they're using to be successful. But
this movie made me stop and Google some things.
Like, me too.
Like Shelby, I'm like, okay. So obviously we know they named the Shelby after him. Mm-hmm. Like, how does this go? Like, pause it. And of course I'm like, they may or may not break it down for me at the end, but I'm like, I can't wait. Let's pause it.
Yeah.
Check it out. Okay, cool.
It was pretty recent that Shelby America like sold it off to Ford for Ford to own it. I want to say maybe in the last like 10 years or less.
No.
It was when Shelby was alive. He passed away, I think early, I don't know. I have to look it up. But
no way, dude. They were putting Shelby engines in Mustangs when we were in high school.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They had a partnership.
They partnered together. Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
They always partnered together. And Shelby pretty much exclusively did.
Pretty much, I'm going to do whatever I want, and you can use some of my stuff. We'll have a partnership.
Well, they pretty much partnered, but they took Fords, trucks, Mustangs, like you name it. And then they put different, you know,
Shelby parts in
it. Yeah, like engines, suspensions, tires, like all the stuff. And then, it was like, I don't know, last 10 years or so that they sold off to, which makes sense because he's passed away. So that partnership just became
ownership.
Ownership. Yeah. Merger, if you will.
I one thing I looked up a lot was the Le Mans. I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of the Le Mans, yeah. the 24-hour race, which is wild to me. So I looked it up. I'm like, oh, there are all these rules. Like, because I saw them taking breaks. I'm like, okay, well, then what is this? It's not, you're not really 24 hours. You like switch off drivers. It was every four hours or something like that, maximum in a row.
Or yeah. max you out?
In a row. Then you have to take a break or something. Like, there's like rules about how long each driver could be in the vehicle in a row without break, with like stopping.
Yeah.
So it was interesting though, because like, I'm like, well, if the drivers are the big part, and it really, the drivers are making a difference, but it is the car.
Yeah.
That's the thing that has to last. The humans right. can like take a rest and drink and eat. Right. The car is the thing that's going the whole 24 hours, which is really cool. It is a test of, you're testing the company. You're testing like the engineering, yeah. you know, all that stuff.
It also makes a lot more sense to me. Like if you like see like some of the F1 documentaries, how they have a couple of drivers, but like this guy's obviously the superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's his name? Mills. Like he's clearly the superstar.
Mm.
So it's almost like I got the feeling like when he's driving to gain position.
Mm.
I'm driving this to win the race. When you get in my car, don't screw it up.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything to screw this up, and I'll get back in if you lose a couple, you know, laps or whatever. But just, this is my car. This is my race. I'm the king. Just hold it steady for me and I'll get back in. And we'll go. And
yeah.
then we'll get back in and we'll, you know.
Dude, did you know Mills in real life was a decorated tank driver? Yeah. In World War II.
Okay. Checks out.
Yeah. And then Shelby, was a pilot in World War II. Like, is this, you just have dudes like that where you're like, yeah, this is what the day oneers. Yeah.
For England? So what are they, the Sherman tanks or whatever? I think is what they had?
Yeah. I don't know what it drove, but I'm assuming he did.
Some of the crazy stuff that those
But it's like,
did.
That fits with that dude, right? Where it's just like, hey, this dude has no regard.
Yeah,
he's
just going, dude.
Yeah, like, I love that character. I was at the end. It's like, the movie, it sucks that actually happened in real life, right? That he crashed and passed away.
That is crazy.
Because the movie itself, you're like, oh, man, this ends on a note, like a note. And it's like, oh, we wanted him to win. We're disappointed.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, I guess we can handle it. You know, they walk off and they're like, oh, what are we going to do next year? Right. And it's like, oh, the movie could have ended, but then real life happened and he dies. And you're like, gosh, man.
Yeah. And he loses, right? Remember, he loses because he was destroying everybody, right? He was, wrecking them. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And he like pulled back to like
Did
get
that really
get the,
happen though?
Dude, so that, let me,
because
I, don't know
I feel
that.
Like that guy, when you're that close, you're just like, dude. Who cares? Mm. I'm going for it.
Yeah.
So let me say this, because this is how this is put on real life versus movie.
Uh-huh.
It says Miles tied on laps, but lost on a technicality due to the staggered start. Right. So they explain that. But then it says movie shown as him being robbed after slowing down.
Oh, okay. So maybe he wasn't that far ahead then.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't as far. In the movie, it makes it sound like he was so far ahead that he slowed down to tie with him. Real life sounds like he just tied with him.
Yeah.
And lost because he started ahead.
Technicality.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's better for the movie.
It is way better for the movie. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we just ruined it here for you guys. Yeah. Sorry about that. So
I thought it was good. But yeah, the fact that he died at the end, I'm like, when I saw it, I was like, that has to be real. There's no way. There's no way that's in the movie and it didn't actually happen. You know what I mean? Like, because like the flow of the movie, it doesn't make any sense for him to die right there. You know what I mean? Like, the movie, you're right, the climax, it's over. It should just be like, is their final resolution kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then he dies. You're like, that's got to be exactly what happened. Because there's no, like, you know, it just didn't like,
you're like
the
real,
movie flow did not like,
real life gets
there.
In the way.
Yeah.
Right there.
But I guess the movie could have ended and gave us like a little paragraph at the end, you know, like Mills died in a track in an accident afterwards. They could have said that too, you know.
Yeah, but this is better.
Yeah.
I think it was better.
Yeah, and I also liked it because GT40 was one of my favorite cars, like playing like Gran Turismo and stuff growing up. Because it was the American sports car, right? Because you only had like the Corvette and then the GT40 to really choose from, because then it's like all the Lamborghinis and Ferraris.
Yeah.
And before we get to the end of this,
Mitsubishi Skyline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was on there. What was that? 3000 with the 3000 GTX or what was that? I don't know. But this made me also go on a deal where there's a movie about Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, dude, I want to watch that. You know, let's keep this train running. Terrible movie. Don't watch it.
Okay, it's good.
So bad.
Didn't they sell tractors or something? Was
yeah.
Is that the name?
He started with tractors and then he got bored one day and was just like, well, he actually owned, so there was some interesting parts. He owned a bunch of Ferraris and they're from the same area, Italy.
Yeah, Italy.
Same country. I say area like it's a, yeah. a small town.
Yeah.
but they're both in Italy, like both like yeah. icons in their own industry or whatever. Well, he actually owned a bunch of Ferraris and went to the owner, Enzo, and was like, hey, I want to help you like build an engine. You have issues with these certain things. I want to partner with you and we can help build something together or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, basically told him to kick sand. Mm-hmm. And kind of like with how he told Ford to kick sand. So technically Enzo told a couple of legends to kick rocks and
yeah.
they like basically birthed legends of himself.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, I heard a crazy thing. I don't know if it's true or not, but like you can't buy a new Ferrari unless you own a Ferrari.
Wait, what?
Like if you go to the Ferrari dealership and you're like, I want to buy a Ferrari.
That can't be true.
They make sure you like own a Ferrari, like you've bought a used Ferrari because they don't just want like anyone driving. It's like Abercrombie and Fitch, you know, like we have an image to uphold. We need a certain type of guy.
They don't want riffraff driving their vehicles.
Yeah.
I mean, they got an image to uphold. Just tack another quarter mil onto that thing.
I mean, obviously that
price
too,
out the market, right. I guess, if who you're trying to deter, but.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't want like, I don't know, some streamer. Some young, like,
go buy a Lamborghini.
Trashy,
go buy a Lamborghini.
Streaming
dude.
Person that has no class driving their vehicle. Even how many they have tons of money.
Dave's great. How many streamers or like young rich dudes do you see driving Ferraris? They're all driving like Lambos.
They literally say Lambo.
Everything
yeah.
else. They don't true. Drive Ferraris. And Ferrari's probably like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't drive
them. Right. Yeah, we're just
sophisticated upper class society.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want 18-year-olds, you know. Rolling yeah. around doing crazy
this is
things.
Hard to think that somebody would pass up a sale because of who the person is.
I think it's one of those things where like the sales rep's like, dude, I want to sell you this car and make this commission, but you own a Porsche.
You're not allowed. Yeah,
sorry.
Interesting.
Again, I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
Could,
like,
sounds
a lot. Might be my Hector take. You know, yeah,
it's not his name.
Dude, I hope.
Hey,
that was our
I
best
hope
video
it is
ever.
Too. Yeah, dude, keep spouting off.
Yeah. So there we go.
Misinformation.
Yeah. Oh, misinformation yeah. master over here.
They call him misinformation McIntyre. That's what they
yeah.
call him.
Oh school. Yeah, the McIntyre.
That's the old nickname.
The misinformation machine.
No, but this movie. What are my ratings so far? You only have your ratings.
I don't have your ratings. Yeah,
I give this movie 6.9.
Mm.
It was a good movie. I like it.
Okay,
I've watched it 3 times.
Okay, that's a good sign.
I agree. I agree with you almost exactly. I give it a 7. So like I'm right there with you. Good movie. But yeah, it's good. It was okay. good.
What do you score?
It wasn't
me.
Yeah,
I'm giving it like a 8.5.
It's the new Mount Rushmore. You just have like 20
every time.
Mount Rushmores.
No, I just say I think it's engaging. I think it's historical. Like you learn something yes. from it as you're going through it.
Yeah,
it puts you in that time as a time capsule.
What did
the racing
get?
Aspect?
I need to know what Interstellar got.
6.9.
Oh, this movie's better than Interstellar.
It
nice,
is,
dude.
Yeah, we solved it.
Nice.
You know what? Matt Damon's in both.
He is
much better in
Matt
this
Damon
one.
He's sucked in one.
I loved him in this. He
Matt
was
Damon
he
didn't
was
deserve
great
to be
in
the other one.
His character just reprises in this role. He yeah. just starts killing drivers Sabotage for no people. Reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, also Christian Bale, dude. The range on that guy. Like this
he's,
guy.
Yeah, he's been like
oh
that,
my gosh. Bro. Like again, I'm not
Was
I'm,
he Australian?
No, he was in the UK.
Have you ever seen
okay.
have
I mean,
you
he was fought in that World War.
American Psycho?
Well, Australians fought in the World War too.
Did they? No, I'm kidding. Probably. I'm sure they did.
Whatever.
Not at the same capacity as England did, though. Like,
yeah.
Not even close.
I know his but, wife yeah. is like British. But yeah, to play a British driver from the 60s
yep.
and then play Batman and then yep. play Dick Cheney.
He's all over the place.
I mean, come on, man.
I need an easy to be in a musical next. Yeah, that would be great.
Hugh Jackman did it. He started
yeah,
out in Broadway.
True.
Oh, Huey.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman yeah. and Wolverine. Jean Valjean.
Isn't it wild to think how like we see these guys now and they're like macho men, like Hugh Jackman, you're like, oh, this guy's so sweet. Mm-hmm. But really, like when he started out, he's probably like the weirdo.
The theater kid. Yeah. A lot of guys are theater kids. Weirdo, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, now he's like a fake tough guy. I mean, he might be a real tough guy. I don't know. But you just like think about him in high school. You're like, I think about Wolverine. You're like, oh, that guy's badass. But really, he was not that at all.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe. Yeah. We don't know. But you're right. Most likely, you're right. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to get on Broadway, you know, and make it that good in the, you know, theater industry or music by being the star of the football team.
Right.
You know what I mean? Usually, you know, the odds are not going to be that those crossovers.
Whereas like Channing Tatum, I feel like he was scoring touchdowns on Friday.
Yeah.
And then like he stumbled into like Magic Mike or what, you know, whatever
True,
else.
True, but he was the meathead. That was his, like, that was his role was the meathead.
Yeah, so it kind of worked. You know?
But he's not in musicals though. He's not singing.
No.
Les Miserables. And the Greatest Showman or whatever.
Oh, The Greatest Showman. That was a banger, dude.
That's
one
of my top five shows.
Also,
top five movies,
scumbag,
dude.
Scumbag, though, huh?
In real life.
Hugh Jackman's a scumbag in real life?
No. The P.T. Barnum.
He's a scumbag in real life, but also in that movie, like, he was a scumbag.
No, he wasn't that bad. He wasn't that bad in that movie, no.
Did he cheat on his wife?
No, he didn't.
No.
He didn't cheat on his wife.
Oh, that's right. She got pissed. That's right.
His star wanted him to cheat on his wife. And he
kissed him on stage in front of her or something like
that.
And then he took a picture of it.
Yeah. And that was the beginning of the end for him.
Yeah.
But the real P.T. Barnum apparently was absolutely a scumbag.
Yeah, he just like took advantage of disabled
exploited people like crazy.
Talk about kids getting exploited. I just saw a post the other day. I don't know if it was P.T. Barnum, but it was some circus guy that owned a circus, found like two albino twins in Africa.
Yeah.
Stole them, basically, kidnapped them.
Like human twins?
Yes. And brought them to his circus and basically put them in a cage and was like,
good.
They were
Lord.
Freak sideshows because they were albinos, but they were Africans.
Sure. That's the kind of stuff P.T. Barnum did. That's like almost probably exactly what he did. He did stuff like that. Maybe not like kidnap people, but exploited them for sure.
Dude, I remember one time my grandpa, he was taking me like the rodeos and like the PBR, like bull riding and stuff. Mm-hmm. One time the circus came to town. I was like probably like Murph's age, and he brought me, and they like rolling out these elephants with chains on their legs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like watching it. I'm like my grandpa was like, do you like this? I'm like, not really. I've always been an animal lover.
Yeah.
But I not like a crazy one, but I was just like, not really, dude. This is
not
like,
a fan of the chain.
This is kind of wild, huh? Do we all agree? And we left.
Yeah.
My grandpa was like, yeah, let's go, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Blackfish?
Yes.
Yeah. That one hit me, man. And
haven't seen Blackfish?
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
We need more orca whale information in this world, dude.
We do.
Orca whales are awesome. And Blackfish is
horrible. Was that the anti-SeaWorld documentary, essentially? Yes. Like SeaWorld is like the devil.
And it's like still happening in Canada. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
I don't think I've seen it, but I heard it.
SeaWorld's like pretty much done with all of I think they've even turned like their exhibits into like concert venues and stuff, like where they used to have the
killer whales.
Yeah.
Right. Well, even like in like third world countries, we were down in Mexico. Was it Mexico? And they had swimming with the dolphins. And I was looking it up, and I was like, because my wife loves dolphins. She's always wanted to do that. And I was like, we can do it, babe. I'm not going if it's like in a tank. You know, like dolphins are too smart. They're like, it's not just a fish, you know.
Yeah.
All this different stuff. I'm not doing it. I'm researching it. Dude, their material, like their marketing stuff was like, free open ocean, you know. They just basically paint
free
a picture
range.
Like they come in because we feed them and we hang them out and then we train them.
Yeah.
And like you guys can get in there. Like dolphins are sick, so they'll like you can rub their bellies. And I was like, all right, babe, this might not be like the whole like ride a dolphin thing because they're wild dolphins, but you can get next to one and hug one. And she's like, yeah, sign me up. Bro, it was just like a bay that they put iron in, and they had all these different sections of dolphins. Like they totally bamboozled you.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was a cage.
It was a for sure a cage.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm also like, yo, dude, you can jump over this. Like I've seen your homies do it before.
Yeah.
You just jump over that one. Just do it, dude.
You're like these dolphins are free to go at any time, right?
Anytime.
And they got like they got the sticks with
leash,
like the electrocution things on it, like
it's like a dolphin leash somehow.
Yeah. Like you talked. Like I went and pet a manatee. Same thing. Like, it was like these, and I'm like, oh, these manatees are all over Florida. I love manatees. It's like my second favorite. I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what you're in this little pool right here, walk down those steps that look like it's on Alcatraz, and we'll give you lettuce and you'll feed them. And like I fed them, and like Teresa's like taking pictures. I'm just like,
this is Tanganyika.
This is terrible.
In the water.
Yeah,
it's, yeah. Yeah. But no, man, it, ever since I watched Blackfish, man, I look at SeaWorld and all those places way differently, you know?
Same with zoos. And all, yeah.
But it's different for a killer whale, though, because of how big it is. It's so big that like it's, I feel like it's different than a smaller animal. I feel like a smaller animal could do better in captivity than a orca can because of the size.
For sure.
It, yeah. it just amplifies how bad it was because it's like this is huge, massive animal.
Yeah.
It's essentially like having a minnow in a solo cup.
Yeah, sure. Like exactly.
That's the scale.
Or it'd be like me or you laying in a coffin all day and that's it. Like that is our existence, like inside of a coffin. Like we can't go anywhere else. Like it's how it is for them because they travel like miles, like thousands of miles to their migrations and stuff like that across the ocean.
I watched a documentary on killer whales just the other day. They have different dialects. Like the killer whales down in Australia talk differently than the ones up like in other places of the world.
Yeah.
They hunt differently. They have different technique. Like, and they'll have some like random male come from some other pod, like way up the coast or something, comes in and he's an outsider. So he's just like, they're all hunting and he's just like watching them basically from over here. And then he'll like come in. It's like when they hunt, they do it by themselves because it's like family secrets. They come out and then they can be hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out like, are they allowing this male in because of fresh blood? Like they want the blood, like, you know, inbreeding and stuff. Like, do they need this guy, but they really don't want, it's like the typical in-law. Like you're not really in the family, but are you? Dude, they're such like human beings.
Yeah. The dialect part to me is so fascinating.
That's wild.
Cause it'd be like plucking me from here. Right. And putting me like somewhere in Japan and just being like, all right, man, it's cool. We'll see you later.
They're
and
humans. It's like, he's a human.
Yeah. They're all humans. Exactly. And I'm like, I don't even know how to order food or anything here, man. Like, how do I get a place to stay?
Wow.
Like,
killer whales murder sharks, great white sharks.
Yeah.
Dude. You know what? I'll say I could go on, dude.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna turn
I love animal documentaries, but like killer whales,
I love listening to you
have
talk
very
about
quickly become like top three favorite animal, dude. They're sick.
Yeah,
nice.
We could do this another episode.
Colin's Corner into Colin's Colin's Kingdom.
No,
I'm not mad. I love animals, dude.
Dude, we're just spinning segments out here.
Teresa makes fun of me because I like we'll just there'll be kids will be arguing. I'll just turn it on like a documentary. When we met, dude, I had like 4 CD cases. Like it's like a 4-pack of endangered animals or, you know, Net Geo this. She's like, do you watch these for real? I'm like, dude, you want to see a sick one?
Yeah.
Pull it out, put one in. She's like, I have no interest in this. I'm like, yeah, but we're going to watch this anyway. I love it, dude. Like that's nature funny. Docs. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, that brings us to the end of our review of Ford versus Ferrari. Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, dude.
And brings us to the end of the episode 20 of the Lazy Dog Cast. You guys got anything else before we sign off?
I don't, man.
I really want to make you watch Blackfish, but it's a documentary. It doesn't really count. Because my other one I really want you to watch next week, our movie is Life.
Life.
Oh, you're picking right now?
Yes, it's Life.
Okay. What's that? Is that Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence. This is what we brought it up. Like, it's been so long. I haven't been
okay.
here. But, like, I brought it up and, like, I haven't seen that one yet. And I said, like, as a black man in America, you need to watch this movie. Like, it's just, it's amazing. It's a hilarious movie. It's a great movie. There's several I want you to watch. But, like, this is, like, more of a, yeah, we'll watch it. It's, I'm pretty sure this is going to scratch you where it is. It's going to get a 9 out of everybody.
Whoa. Okay.
Have you ever seen it?
Probably, but it's been so long, man. I can't even.
I'm calling it now.
I'm going to.
Blake, it's getting a 9, dude. I'm calling it now.
All right. Well, stay tuned for it in a couple weeks for Life review. But until then, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, all that good
Smash
stuff.
Smash that like button.
Share the video.
Yeah, do it, Nash 502. Shout out.
Yes. And until next time, see you later.
All right.
Cheers, boys.